Washington, D.C. is better known for its suits than its creativity, but the city's been home to a diverse range of music, from Duke Ellington's jazz to hardcore punk to go-go. Today, in the latest installment of our series Homegrown Music, NPR's Netta Ulaby introduces us to a different D.C. scene, experimental music.
I'm watching a slim young woman named Bonnie Jones manipulate circuit boards and digital delay pedals at the Velvet Lounge, a dark little bar with blood-red walls that lurks on the fringe of DC's super trendy U Street corridor. Tonight, it's hosting an experimental music festival called Sonic Circuits. Bonnie Jones was born in South Korea and raised by New Jersey dairy farmers. She's one of 60 musicians from 8 different countries performing at the festival. Music writer Mark Masters is my guide to the scene this evening.
There's going to be stuff here that actually sounds like a rock band, but not like a rock band that writes songs. There's going to be stuff here that sounds like something you would hear in a movie, except it's not trying to mimic the images, it's just trying to generate moods on its own.
If this kind of music happens to be your thing, DC is a surprisingly good place to live.
It's a very strong, close-knit community that's very open.
Jeff Surak directs the Sonic Circuits Festival. He says about half of this year's talent comes from around DC.
We're not limited to genres. People play in different types of groups, everything from sort of free noise rock to very harsh noise, ambient electronic music to drone, and everything in between.
In D.C., these types all mix together, unlike New York or Chicago, where the scenes tend to be cliquey, says Surak. His own solo project, called Violet, makes music he describes as irrational.
My axe, per se, if you want to call it that, would be a auto harp that has seen better years. It's pretty much worked, and I've removed all the keys on it, and it's never been tuned.
Jeff Surak says DC benefits from a sophisticated international audience willing to take chances on music like his. And because the city itself lacks a major music school, it's not jammed with students and professional musicians competing for fame and gigs.
When the stakes are low, everybody can get along.
Jonathan Mattis is a guitarist and composer who also runs two small nonprofits that support experimental music in DC.
There's no incentive for anyone to not be welcoming or encouraging or open to whatever anyone else is doing.
After all, it's not like anyone is making any money on this. Case in point, a monthly gathering of die-hard experimental music junkies. The Electric Possible meets in a basement at the music department at George Washington University. About 20 guys are thoroughly involved with their gear: modular and analog synthesizers, theremins, and electronic didgeridoos. They're swapping tips and cables and helping each other find the all-important wall outlets. Jeff Bigala works at a law library. He's the group's organizer.
It's a really friendly scene. And it's really like the nicest music scene that I've ever been part of here in D.C.
Some of the musicians here tonight are former punks who've aged out of the hardcore club scene. Some are pocket-protected, popular mechanic-type hobbyists. Some are both, like Dave Rickert, a 43-year-old dad with a very D.C. day job.
I am a government contractor working with devices that keep people safe from roadside bombs in Iraq.
Rickert plays in a Moog heavy duo called RDK with another musician named Davis White. One of the things Rickert appreciates most in DC's experimental music scene is its lack of trendiness or pretension.
There's just a lot of people that kind of do their own thing, which kind of keeps it interesting because it's more of just a extension of their personalities rather than trying to do what other people are doing.
And that's what makes it fun, Rickert says. Whether or not you like the music or even consider it music at all is secondary. This scene values imagination, ingenuity, and originality. All things this capital city could use a lot more of. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
And you can hear more melodies from DC's experimental bands at nprmusic.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.